Hey Daryl, first off, thank you so much for taking the time to read our stories. My name is Johnny Jaffe, I'm 27 and from the south suburbs of Chicago. I'm Zach's manager, but also an A&R and songwriter, and started Zach's original music from scratch with him about 2 years ago. Zach and I are both used to people not believing in us or thinking that we're crazy for the dreams we chase. I had no experience in the music industry when I was 23, none. I was depressed, working a PR job in Chicago, and in love with a girl from college that didn't care about me one bit. I had taught myself guitar when I was 20, and that's it. I realized I needed to pursue a life in music to be happy. It became that simple. It wasn't a want, it was a need. So I quit my full-time job to get an unpaid internship and started my grind. Zach was the same way when I met him, and that's why we clicked. When we started his music, people thought Zach was just another TikToker and wouldn't last or have any real success. People thought that I was just another manager trying to force his way into creative situations for the wrong reasons. So we set a goal. 10 years from now, Zach didn't want to be known as an influencer that made music. He wanted to be an artist with influence. So in order to stand out, we led with great stories, some risks, and a desire to be different. His first song was about his dad leaving his family when he was 8 years old, which no one saw coming. It was on New Music Friday and started turning some heads. His second song, Isabel, was written by Zach, myself, and my best friend, and was the one that made people realize Zach was to be taken seriously in the pop music landscape. It landed on the Global Viral 50 on Spotify, charted in several different countries, and has about 80 million streams in the first year and a half. People finally started to believe in Zach and I. We signed a major label deal with Arista soon after and have now had about 150 million streams in total over 9 songs. We make music because it makes us happy and helps bring comfort to others. It's all we want to do and really all we know. My earliest memories are of my mom holding me and singing your songs while dancing around our living room. I was raised on your music, Crosby, Stills & Nash, Kenny Loggins, Simon & Garfunkel, etc. I love how much that has influenced the music I help make today because I think wholeheartedly that you're a product of your environment and what you were brought up to. For that reason, I've always wanted to flip a song that I was raised on to help make sure that the classics get attention from the next generation of music lovers. Both your song Rich Girl and the one Zach and I created are so unbelievably important to me. It would be an absolute honor if you would help us in allowing it to be released. It's not about making money for us. It's about doing what we love and an unimaginable urge to be creative. Thank you so much for reading this and considering our perspective. Sincerely, Johnny Jaffe.